Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. from the thoroughly cool jazz pianist and educator. That was New York City cat Ray Gowan with the tune Kitty Paws off his Titan of a 2021 CD, Make Your Move. He's been woven into the jazz scene for many years, and this new CD is his first release as a leader. Supported by a rhythm section of bassist David Wong and the legendary drummer Kenny Washington, he proudly presents a selection of his own compositions, along with a couple of well-known standards. And as we all wade through the gray area of the 2021 COVID pandemic, he talked about what made him sane this whole time.
Music is one of the few things that keeps me, and I know many people that I know, you know, going, keeps us sane in such difficult times of lockdown, especially like here in Midtown Manhattan, where you're kind of crammed in these little apartments and you can't even leave your apartment without running into people. Like, you know, there's people everywhere.
He is rooted in bebop and blues, and his swing playing melds old and new into a fresh original style. As a young player, he was taken under the wing of piano giants like John Lewis, Hank Jones, and Jackie Byard. He has performed at major jazz festivals and venues around the world with luminaries like Ron Carter, Lionel Hampton, Art Farmer, Benny Golson, and that list goes on and on and on. He's a highly enlightened cat, and it was a joy catching up with him about his very rich life in jazz. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town known for barbecue, fountains, and jazz, and all that tasty music coming from 18 and Vine to the Green Lady Lounge, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, rocketing you to the edge of the atmosphere with pure auditory goodness. Staten Island-born veteran drummer Kenny Washington was a huge influence on Ray, and as we get into a tune with Kenny joining the Lee Konitz Nonet, Giant Steps, circa 1977, Ray explains the link to Kenny.
I got this job, I think it was 16, 17. I remember working in this big record store downtown and working in the jazz aisle. And Kenny was just coming out. And when he'd finished high school, you know, we were both coming out of high school. He'd just finished class. He'd come down there and he'd hang out, maybe buy a record or two. But he'd mainly just hang out and we'd talk. And he'd turn me on to all kinds of stuff. Because even then, I mean, he was already the jazz maniac, as he calls himself. He had this unbelievably encyclopedic knowledge of jazz and jazz history and jazz music and recording. We'll be right back.
Alyssa Allgood, a jazz vocalist from Chicago, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Tomino.
If you've never been in love and you're longing for the happiness it brings, try your wings. If you're hungry for the sound of a lover singing sentimental things, try your wings. Even the tiniest bluebird has to leave the nest to fly. What a bluebird can do, you can do too if you try. If you've always had a dream, but you've been afraid that it will not come true, hitherto, fall in love and you will find that it's just what you've been dreaming of. A first love never comes twice, so take this tender advice. When it comes, try your wings and fly to the one you love. You've been afraid that it will not come true. Hitherto, fall in love and you will find that it's just what you've been dreaming of. A first love never comes twice, so take this tender advice. When it comes, try your wings and fly to the one you love. Fly to the one you love. Just fly to the one you love.
That was jazz vocalist Alyssa Allgood with the tune Try Your Wings off her newest 2021 CD, What Tomorrow Brings. Described as an impressive bop-oriented singer by Downbeat, she was named Best Jazz Entertainer in the 2019 Chicago Music Awards. In fact, she won the first Ella Fitzgerald Jazz Vocal Competition held in D.C. back in 2017. And we caught up with her here at the show when she talked about how music is a part of the revival.
I think that there will be a renaissance of sorts, in that, as I was describing, that the audience, the first live audience that I've had in a club, like, they were just so happy and excited. And so I think that my hope is that people realize how important and how integral live music and music is to life.
Let's dig into some Hawk here. Coleman Hawkins on tenor and Red Garland on the piano, part of their trio on the 1959 track called Red Beans. This is good, real good.
Thank you. Hey, this is Dan Pitt, guitarist from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was Toronto guitarist, composer, and improviser Dan Pitt, joined by his quintet with the tune Hunter's Dream off the 2021 CD, Wrongs. Dan had an impressive 10-year background of private studies under the guidance of notable musicians, and these days he performs all over Toronto and in a variety of music genres and ensembles. And there is a drummer, composer, and educator, Ari Honig, known for his unusual and intense approach to drumming, and that was the first show Dan caught live. And as we get into the tune All the Things You Are off the 2019 CD, Connor's Days, listen to him explain.
I was living in Hamilton, which is about an hour outside of Toronto where I live now, and we drove in, and so I guess I would have been 17, and we went to the Rex Hotel, and there was this group from New York playing, this drummer Ari Honig, who was just incredible. He had this guitar player, Gilad Hexelman, playing with him, and I'd really never heard modern jazz like that before, or people playing jazz in a scene like New York, coming up here and being able to play this music and interpret other songs the way they did. It kind of set me on this whole track. After that night, I was just like, this is what's happening.
everybody. This is Glenn Drews calling from New York. I just had a nice conversation with Joe Dimino from Neon Jazz. I encourage you to listen, and I encourage you to help in any way you can. Thank you.
That was veteran New York City trumpeter Glenn Drews with the tune Double Talk Walk off the 1990 CD City of Angels. He is best known as a member of the Sesame Street house band for several seasons, and he played with big band leaders like Lionel Hampton and Woody Herman in the 70s, and then with Buddy Rich and Dizzy Gillespie in the 80s. He's a very storied cat, and we caught up with him here at the show, and he glowed about longevity.
Probably longevity, just being able to do it and keep doing it better and better. And probably one of my favorite gigs was almost 20 years I did doing Sesame Street. And that was incredible because you didn't know what you were going to have to do.
And the beginning of his jazz dream was with jazz vibraphonist, pianist, percussionist, and band leader Lionel Hampton. And as we get into the tune, Toot Toot, off the 2003 CD, Mostly Ballads, listen to Glenn talk about it.
When we graduated high school, Barry Titone, who's the guy that started my brother in elementary school on clarinet, he had an in with Lionel Hampton. His brother was Hamp's manager. So when we came of age, like after college, he would get us with Hamp. And that's how it started. And then we just started working, you know. Don't screw up, and you'll keep working.
Thank you. Rosenblum coming out of Brooklyn, New York. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was veteran and talented pianist, composer, and bandleader Mara Rosenblum with the tune Bird Migration Theme 2 Takeoff on the 2021 CD Flyaway's Mermation. Originally from Wisconsin, she has spent the past decade in New York City creating a distinctive body of work and establishing herself as a vibrant and respected part of the city's diverse network of jazz and improvised music communities. We caught up with her here at the show, and she talked about connections. All of the connections.
It's true what they say, connections are everything. But it's not just in terms of business success, which is where you usually hear people say that. It's just your emotional well-being. It's your sense of community. It's just like the things that support you when you're not sure what to practice or how to do something, get a gig or, I don't know, live on a short budget or whatever it is.
And what fueled her over all these years is her old father, Heinz. And as we get into the tune by him, joined by his orchestra, Boogie Woogie on St. Louis Blues, off the session circa 1928 to 45, Mara talks about Earl and a little bit more.
I have to say that I am a huge Earl Hines fan, and I would dig to see Earl Hines. But I think if I try to tie up that whole, who would I like to talk to, sit with, watch, hang that whole thing, then I'll go with the Billie Holiday. But, of course, I would love to see Earl Hines.
Put out all the lights on the lawn right now. Thank you.
Hi there, my name is Jeremy Montero. I'm a jazz piano player from Singapore. And you're listening to Neon Jazz coming out of Kansas City, featuring the wonderful Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was a true ambassador of jazz, Singapore pianist, composer, producer, vocalist, and educator, Jeremy Montiero, with the tune Josephina Live off his latest live CD that came out in 2021. And during this time of quarantine, he made it very clear that live music is the only true way to connect.
We musicians, we just have to play, you know? We just have to connect with our audiences in whatever way we can.
Our final cut on the show comes from a master, harmonica man, Belgian-born Toots Thielemans, with the tune For My Lady off the 1998 CD, Ches Toots. And as we do, Jeremy had a story about Toots that really moved him. This is powerful. Have a listen.
That was really my start. And 14 years old, I remember listening to Quincy Jones' record. Toots Thielemans was playing Ray Brown tune called Brown Ballad, and I was just standing there, 13-year-old boy in my living room, and I had tears streaming down my cheek. And my mom came up to me and said, "Why are you standing in the middle of the living room and crying?" I said, "Mom, I have never heard anything more beautiful than this." You know?
Wow.
And at that point, I decided there and then I wanted to become a jazz musician.
Thank you to you for listening to a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that knows the power of Toots, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Righteous.
Reach out to us. We're always here. We love to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends, and see it live.
Get up and go.
Neon Jazz.